The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Nate Poole of KILR in Estherville and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Nate, you could start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
All right, well, Senator Grassley, I want to get your reaction to Trump's nomination of Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court and if you think she'll be approved by the Senate.
Right now, I have every reason to believe that she'd be approved. And obviously, I voted for her for the Seventh Circuit. And so obviously, I'm leaning in favor of her. I hate to say I'm an absolute yes, because usually wait till after the hearing. But one way of saying it, unless there's some sort of an earthquake thing that comes to the surface that nobody expects to happen, I would expect her to be approved by the Senate with my vote included, but I always reserve judgment until after the hearing. And without a doubt, she is an excellent candidate for the Supreme Court, based upon not only her writings before she got on the Seventh Circuit, but judging from her opinions on the Seventh Circuit. Not saying I would agree with every one of them, but she's shown a lot of talent that gives the president the right, making the right decision to appoint her. And of course, I'll use the hearing to learn more about Judge Barrett as we move forward with our advice and consent process. Jacob at Iowa Standard.
Yeah, hey, Senator Grassley. I was wondering, last night during the debate, Senator Ernst said she thought that the chances of Roe being overturned are very minimal. I wondered, after chairing the judiciary for so long, do you have any thoughts on the chances of Roe versus Wade being overturned in the future?
Well, you're asking me to speculate, and I can't speak in regard to just Roe, but I can say that the longer a case has been decided and abided by, any case that a decision made 40 years ago, probably reinforced, the chances of overturning that are less than if it was something that was decided 5 years ago. Back to Nate.
Well, I understand that you and other senators introduced a bill to increase health care for children. Could you explain what's in the bill?
Yeah, this is for special needs kids. And sometimes in a particular state, they may not have the expertise it takes to deal with a particular health problem of special need kids. And they're probably on Medicaid. And then you go across state lines, let's say from Iowa to Illinois, or let's say from Iowa to maybe even Minnesota up at Mayo Clinic. I'm just being hypothetical here. But when you go from one state to the other, there's an awful lot of red tape getting a Medicaid person in one state approved in for the same services or better services in another state under Medicaid. And this whole bill is to cut through a lot of that red tape. Back to Jacob.
Yeah, last week you met with members of the Public-Private Partnership Advisory Council to End Human Trafficking. I wondered if you could kind of talk a little bit about that meeting and just how important that issue is.
Okay. Well, one of the purposes of the meeting is because I nominated an Iowan from Cedar Rapids to serve on it. And was to thank her for her services. But another thing was, this commission was set up maybe 2 years ago, but didn't get started until January with the sunset of this year, and they don't even have their work done. So I introduced a bill to extend the reauthorization of that partnership that your question implies. And can you believe it? Democrats are blocking my reauthorization of that partnership so that they can complete the the work they were assigned to do. Now, this isn't a group of people that's going to exist forever. You know, it was sunset for a purpose. Get your work done, get a report made. But they've only been meeting for a few months. In fact, maybe it'd be more accurate to say just a few meetings and their work isn't done. So why would the Democrats refuse to allow a few more months beyond the sunset to complete their work? Because human trafficking, sex trafficking, is an abomination. And you would think the Democrats would think it's an abomination. And if we've got a committee set up to study it and make recommendations, they ought to be able to finish their work. So I think it's an abomination that the Democrats are doing that. Maybe they'll see the light of day and we'll get the bill passed. We'll go back to Nate.
Senator Grassley, do you have any concerns with the number of people who'll be voting by mail in the upcoming election?
Not if the county auditors in the 3,000 counties of the United States are getting set for it, and they've had plenty of notice that it would be, and if they get their things. And the only other one I would have is that that they need to get the counting done sooner than later, and I'm a little without knowing how the judges have ruled in every case, it seems to me, as I've been reading about those decisions in the papers, there's certain federal or let me start over again. There are certain state laws different in the 50 states, and I don't see how a federal judge can say that, let's say the state law in a particular state would say you got to get the ballots counted in 3 days. I don't see how a federal judge can say, you know, get it done in 2 weeks. So that bothers me a little bit. But for Iowa, and I think you're going to ask more about Iowa than any place else, Iowa has a history of secure elections and very reliable, so I don't have any questions for Iowa, and I don't see that we're having any of these federal judges in Iowa changing state law. Jacob?
Senator, last night in Carroll, your colleague Senator Tom Cotton was at a debate watch party for Senator Ernst, and afterwards he said, control of the Senate could very well be the difference in the future of this country. You've been in the Senate serving Iowa for a number of years. Has it ever been this obvious how important control of the Senate is here going into this 2020 election, and just your thoughts on that?
Well, my thoughts are that, yes, it's very, very important that we have a firewall against potential Biden presidency. And when you stop to think of what they're trying to do, like the House of Representatives, well, first of all, if they do away with the filibuster, then the majority in the Senate is going to rule. You're not going to have any protection for the minority. And just think of what House has passed to do away with state right to work laws in 27 states, including Iowa. For sure, we wouldn't have right-to-work laws anymore. For sure, we would have four more Democrat senators from D.C. and Puerto Rico if they became states. And Democrats are committed to doing that. But think what the trillions of dollars that are going to be spent on the Green New Deal. Just think about Medicare for All, what that's going to do to rural hospitals, and all that sort of thing. So that's the reason I say Joni Ernst must be reelected, and she fights for Iowans, And one of the ridiculous things that came out last night that's backed up by a lot of negative advertising, that somehow Joni Ernst wants to do away with Social Security as we know it. And just let me tell you how ridiculous that is, that if every senior citizen that's worried about that knew how scared every member of Congress, I mean every Republican and every Democrat, scared of seniors, they wouldn't even be asking that question. Seniors wouldn't be one bit concerned. But every 2 years, every 4 years, they get cranked up to be scared by the Democrats. Oh, Republicans are going to do away with Social Security. That's ridiculous, and it's ridiculous to accuse Joni Ernst of that. Is Nate the next one?
Yes. I was curious if you read the story in the New York Times about President Trump's tax returns being released, and if you have, do you have any reaction on that?
Well, first of all, anybody that owes taxes are going to pay them. If they don't pay them when they file their taxes because they think they don't owe only so much, they're eventually going to pay it. Nobody's going to get away from the IRS. The only thing certain in life is death and taxes. So as long as the IRS is doing their job, and I never know that they don't do their job, everybody's going to pay their taxes. It doesn't matter whether you're President of the United States or Chuck Grassley. Let's leave it that way. Let's see, that was Nate. Jacob?
Yeah, Senator, the precedent has been set for replacing a Supreme Court justice when the presidency and the Senate are held by the same parties. I guess just one more time, for simplicity's sake, can you lay out what that precedent is and why Republicans moving forward with Judge Barrett's nomination is the right thing to do?
Yeah. First of all, this has got to be the last question, but I got time to answer it. I think I need to answer it, first of all, for Chuck Grassley, because I've been getting a lot of calls because I'm the one that said I'm not going to have a hearing on Justice Garland, or nominee Garland, 4 years ago. So during that period of time between February and the election at my town meetings, I kept being asked, well, would you do the same thing in 2020? And I said yes. And that's, you know, they were asking me as chairman of the committee, if you're chairman of the committee in 2020, would you not have a hearing on the nominee? And to be consistent, I said yes. Now, of course, I'm getting all sorts of comments from Iowans, both by letter and by letters to the editor and stuff like that. How come we're going ahead with this nomination? Well, I'm not chairman of the committee. Senator Graham's chairman of the committee. He has a different view than I have. And I'm a member of the committee. So obviously, I'm going to represent Iowans when I'm called upon to represent Iowans. But Graham's calling the hearing, and that's why I have to say to Iowans, I'm not being inconsistent. So I think the next answer to your question would be a more general one. 7 out of 8 times in the election years, dating back to the Whig Party, the Senate confirmed nominees, and the only exception is that Fortas was nominated by Johnson, and he had ethical problems that he would have never been confirmed anyway. So the difference generally is that since 1888, ever since then, when you had a president of one party and the Senate of the other party, it wasn't brought up. It was that way in 2016. We had a Democrat president, Republican Senate. And then we had president-elected 2016, and he said who he's going to put on the Supreme Court. Now we have a Senate and a presidency of the same political party, so that's how it's different than it was in 2016. Okay, thank you all very much.
Thank you, Nate and Jacob, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.